We should have learned our lesson by now.
Yeah, what happened?
Though? Look, Tommy, not all of us are cut out for everything.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And I get that this sounds like a great idea in light of what we're seeing at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. You think you're saving money.
Going to old school.
You think you have the time, the patience, the skill to pull this off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How hard could it be?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, you know nothing about it. And it can get complicated and expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And there are so many examples, Tommy, of people making this move thinking it would save them a fortune, only to find out it somehow costs them more. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We talked 2 days ago about local restaurants' egg prices and surcharges.
Mm-hmm.
So egg prices still high for some reason.
Yeah.
And they're going up.
But the birds are sick.
So, Tommy.
They're dying, Pat.
How can someone enjoy their eggs and still find a way to get them economically?
Well, I'd have to do something desperate.
Drastic.
Drastic is for sure. Okay.
Headline on News 8 this week. You ready? Egg prices stir up local interest in backyard chickens.
Get a chicken.
Yep, folks who are going to beat the big egg syndicate and get themselves their own free eggs whenever they want them in their backyard.
So go buy you some cluckers.
So we've talked in the past on this show about how popular backyard chickens have gotten. How many towns actually allow you legally to have them?
So you got to get a little coop in the backyard.
Check into that before you decide to get any chickens.
But there's only like two or three towns that don't allow them. Remember, we were shocked with the amount of towns. Yeah. Even the city of Rochester allows you to have them. Yeah. So folks who work at Country Max, you're familiar with Country Max.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say
they got that fat kid with the dog food.
They say they have people putting in special orders.
So you can buy chickens there, right?
Yes, waiting for chickens.
Yeah.
Like they're waiting for their chickens to show up. Those chickens are mine. Don't touch my chickens.
All right.
So, slam dunk idea, right, Tommy?
Take your cluckers home, and here we go.
So, the story on News 8 is all over the place. Because at one point, the woman from Pittsford that they talked to, who has these chickens in their backyard, says it's easier than owning a dog. So, you would hear that and run out and grab them.
Yeah.
Then they cut to a shot of where her chickens live.
Okay.
And it's a 10-foot tall, like 20 by 20.
They're like little homes.
Yes, it's wire coop,
But it's like an enclosed coop.
Yeah.
You saw the story.
And it has to be heated.
No, it doesn't have to be heated.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it does. This one doesn't look heated.
All right.
But it looks
if it gets like super cold, but most of the time they can survive just in their coop.
But right. Kimmy, this coop looks like something a legitimate farm would have in her backyard.
So you had to build a coop.
And this thing looks expensive.
Yeah.
I think, you can buy them on Amazon.
So my niece does this in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And she also raises bees, makes her own soap. You know where I'm going here.
Sure.
She they make their own granola. I mean, they're hippies.
Okay.
But but that's their lifestyle. But it sucks.
Well, I mean, this woman in the story on News 8 talks about how delicious the eggs are and how many her family gets.
Right.
So then again, it swings back towards it's a good idea.
Right.
But then she breaks down all the work that goes into it.
It's got to be every day.
She talks about the shaving she has to take care of inside the coop, the cost of the food for the chickens, the manual labor of cleaning the chickens
themselves. Yeah, they're filthy.
Collecting the eggs, keeping the chickens healthy so you get good eggs. Then there's the risk of your chickens being eaten by predators, which is a pretty common occurrence.
So the coyotes and foxes, we had them in our neighborhood when my neighbor did this.
Did the chickens.
Yeah. And those freaking coyotes.
You must curse about coyotes. Yeah.
They took out a family of six like in 2 days.
I'm surprised they didn't do it in one day.
They were like SEAL Team 6 coming in.
But I got to get a sturdy coop.
Yeah.
The ultimate irony of this story.
What's that?
People are buying these chickens, putting them in their backyard, thinking I'm going to save money on eggs because of bird flu.
What are you going to do when egg prices like come back?
Don't get ahead of me.
Sorry.
The ultimate irony in this story.
What's that? Yeah.
Backyard chickens are still at risk for bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's become such an issue that if your chickens die suddenly, you're supposed to call the USDA so you can test out the other chickens so the flu doesn't continue to spread.
Because you can get it.
It's possible, but there aren't a lot of examples.
Most
people
that get it handle fowl. That's how they get it.
How many? I don't think that many people have gotten it.
No, but that's how you could get
Understood.
It. Understood. I'm saying.
No,
so,
I got it.
Yeah.
Look, the bottom line is
this.
At the end of the story, this woman, who does seem very sweet, by the way.
By the way, you got to be a pretty rugged individual.
No, this is like the most Pittsford mom you've ever seen.
Really?
30-year-old Pittsford mom.
You'd be surprised how many people have chickens.
She's got them pretty hands getting all grody with chicken ass.
Way to make
pretty hands getting grody with chicken ass.
The woman looks into the camera. And she says she doesn't know if raising chickens at home is cheaper than just buying eggs.
How could it be,
And she admits it's just a passion project for her family.
Yeah. It could just be a hobby at that point.
That's fine.
Just enjoy doing it.
But here's the thing.
But that's not where this is going.
And that's just it. It ain't going to stop the folks who saw this story that think they're going to beat the system from going out and getting themselves some chicks, man.
So you're a goddamn fool doing this.
So you think it's
not your thing.
It's a waste of time.
You're not saving any money. number one, to your point, the
You do get a lot of eggs.
Okay, but again, you probably can't even use those eggs. Now I got to like pawn off eggs on my family.
Right now, everyone's taking eggs. Yeah. Nobody's going to say no to free eggs.
But you would have to do all, that's a lot of work.
I agree with you, which is why I don't have chickens. My wife wants them. Ugh.
You can't even like take a vacation. Like those things.
That
have
is
to be,
one thing. It's like a pet. I mean, you got to worry about somebody
livestock.
Like. Okay.
But like I can find
my
somebody.
My point was, you got to find somebody to come point. In, let them in, I put them back in the coop at night.
Right.
Coop it up.
Most people can watch a dog. If you call me up and go, hey, watch my chickens. I don't know what to do with a chicken.
I think they just would explain it to you, and then you open the coop and you close the coop, collect some eggs maybe.
Because your brother has chickens.
My brother, so this is my chicken experience. My brother and my sister-in-law, they have chickens.
They do.
And it started with just a few chickens, and they enjoyed having the chickens so much, and now they have a big, like a two-story coop. It's like the chicken operation has grown. They
a two-story coop.
They keep adding chickens.
So you got eggs.
It's a cooplex.
So yeah, I mean, like I said, they have like unlimited amounts of eggs. So every time you go over there, they'll give you like a dozen eggs in a little package. Yeah. Nice.
All right, here's what I'm curious about. Right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with this idea of people, I'm going to buy chickens, save money on eggs, raise them myself. Soup to nuts.
Yeah.
People that raise chickens at home. To put the chickens in a safe enclosure, feed them, care for them in my backyard. What is that going to cost me?
I bet you it's a G.
I don't think
just to build that shed.
The feed is
them.
Very cheap.
No, so this woman in Pittsburgh says they only feed their chickens organic feed to get the healthiest.
Well,
eggs.
I think it's all. I would guess it's all organic.
Apparently
it's
not.
It's just bugs.
She said it was in. It was. She mentioned it in the story that she spends the money on organic food.
All right. I don't.
Wait. Chickens eat bugs?
Yeah, they're like the little worm things that are. It's mixed into a bunch of other stuff.
Gotcha.
But it's
they're gross.
Just,
chickens.
It looks
gross.
Like you're throwing a bunch of seeds on the ground.
Well, most animals are gross. Yeah.
But I bet you just building a coop's got to be expensive.
Like I said, it ranges. You can get a cheap coop, or you could upgrade to more expensive models.
Like, what price would eggs have to hit? And I'm asking serious. Like, what do they call that? Like, the curve, the economic curve?
Okay.
What price would eggs have to hit?
The price point.
Yeah, where the money and time I would have to invest would be worth the eggs I would be getting out of my chicken. Because it can't be $5 a dozen,
no.
Which is what it's at right now. Even at $8, which they're predicting it could get to in the next couple of weeks, all that work... All that time.
Yes.
Right?
And then you're going to get sick of eggs.
You will.
But
eggs go into everything. You can put them in everything.
But that means you would have to be baking, cooking, making bread.
Sure.
Like, you would have like, this egg operation going on at your house just to utilize the eggs.
Well, you've already got the chickens. What's another operation?
Well, now I'm into bread making. I'm making biscuits over here.
Yeah, but
by the way, what else do I do with eggs? Besides baked goods, what else would I do with these eggs? You make an omelet, you make that. What else?
Well, I mean, you can make your own pasta. I like literally every food.
I'm rolling pasta now with my grody-ass chicken hands. Now I got ravioli with bird flu.
Bird
Who the
flu
hell
ravioli.
Wants to eat that crap?
What food doesn't have eggs other than, like, you know, a steak? Seriously.
Ooh, steak.
Everything's got eggs in it.
Get my cow.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story on News 8 talks about a woman who raises chickens in Pittsburgh, very sweet woman. She's in like her 30s, looks like every Pittsburgh mom. And the story is essentially a guide for people who think that buying chickens and raising them in their backyard will be a money saver with the price of eggs right now. And the story's all over the place, but if you watch it closely, it becomes very apparent. This is not cost effective.
Yeah, and it's work.
Jacob writes us on Instagram. He writes, my uncle lives on 140 acres, has like 60 chickens, 100 ducks, 12 turkeys, and some geese. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but he's a farmer, man.
Why would I? What do ducks do for me?
I don't know, but I know people that have ducks, eggs. Too.
What, can you eat?
Yes.
I think you
geese
can.
Geese and duck eggs. You can eat quail eggs.
What, are you Teddy all of a sudden?
You never had a duck egg?
No, why would I have had a duck egg?
I don't know. A fancy restaurant. You've been to fancy places with your wife.
Yeah, but I asked for dino nuggets.
Dino nuggets. Quail eggs are small. They're delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where have you had a quail egg before?
At a fancy hotel.
Yeah. But I was only in there trying to get directions to get away from there.
Yes.
So ducks, people have ducks for pest control, eggs.
How many pests you got at 100 ducks?
They eat
ducks
slugs,
delicious.
Snails, grubs, mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean, I would have a hard time, though, like raising that duck and then killing it.
Well,
yeah,
you would do it any animal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough.
No, but
I don't know how people do that.
With the chickens, you can bond with the chickens, just eat their eggs, the chickens keep living.
True. Yeah. But you just eat the duck egg.
You raise a pig, you raise a duck, you raise, I don't know.
Something that you name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now I'm eating its face.
I don't think he eat the duck face. Not much meat there.
Well, yeah, and it's too much on the bill. Elijah writes us on Twitter. Thank you. Buying chickens isn't as simple as it seems. I had a friend one time buy some chickens. Turned out to be meat chickens, and they basically blew up in a couple of days.
foot.
Oh, is there a difference between egg chickens and meat chickens?
I guess they're not slaughter chickens or droppers.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Shut up.
I thought that depended on how you fed them and stuff. I didn't know like they grew up to be a certain type of chicken.
You know, the funny.
It's based on a religion.
The funniest part about this whole chicken thing.
What is that?
It's very possible, maybe even likely, that what we're going through with the egg prices is just temporary.
Of course it is. It's going to bottom. It'll level out.
So scientists believe that when the weather gets warm again, the cases of bird flu will drop and we'll go back to the egg prices that we were accustomed to.
And that's like 2 months away.
But you'd still be chicken guy. Like, you're not going to invest in all this stuff. The egg prices go down and you're going to get rid of all the chicken.
People will get pissed off and will be wanting to get rid of that crap.
So maybe the smarter play, if you are interested in doing this as like a fun thing, is to wait until the egg prices come down and just buy all the stuff people bought thinking they were going to save money.
Oh, so yeah. I have a question.
Sure.
So let's say I get into the chicken game here.
Yeah.
And then I don't like it anymore.
Chicken Tommy.
I do it for a while. Chicken Tommy's out. What am I doing to chickens? Do I just kill them?
You can give them to Lollipop Farm.
Do they take They probably don't
take... They take all animals.
I think they do.
They take a goddamn chicken?
Yeah, they take pigs. They take horses. They take all animals.
What do they do with them?
Try and give them to other people.
They got to just pot them off on a farm or kill them, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if they still they're not going to kill them. Lollipop Farm does not kill them. But
somebody's going to kill them.
I would no, if they're laying eggs, that is why you have the chicken.
All right. But then I got to schlep them over there. I'm letting them go.
You're going to let loose chickens.
I think they come back. Like, I don't think they wander that far if their home is in your backyard.
Yeah, but if I go back there, I figure, you know.
What, do you turn them around three times and let them loose?
Yeah. We do dizzy bat like they do at the baseball stadium. And then I figure the coyotes will eat them.
So breed, and now you got like a, well, no, you need a rooster, I guess.
Yeah, you need a rooster.
No, so I would let them go, let the coyotes and the fox eat them.
Okay.
And I don't think that's mean. That's part of the...
It could not be meaner. It has no way to defend itself. It's a domesticated chicken.
Okay, but that's part of the ecosystem.
No.
It's a food chain.
Like, no, hear me out.
Coyote
eats
the
chicken. It didn't occur there naturally.
Yeah, like...
Chicken eats bug.
It's not part of the ecosystem.
Coyote eats
chicken.
Because
you introduce domesticated chicken into neighborhood and pizza.
Well, those things need to eat.
Yeah.
Those poor things need to eat.
But the coyotes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's plenty to eat around here. It's part of the ecosystem.
They're all skinny. I feel bad for them.
We got Facebook messages coming in. By the way, you let those things loose, you're going to have more coyotes and foxes in your neighborhood.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Christine writes us on Facebook. I want better quality food, not factory farming. It's not about money. It's about health. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
All right, look.
I mean,
look.
You know where it's coming from.
If that's the way you want to go, I can't argue with you. But I do want two things.
What's that?
Two things. I don't know how healthy my chickens would be on account of having never done it before, right? And
I mean, I would let them smoke.
Smoking chickens? The other thing, like with the backyard chickens, that I'm surprised hasn't come up in all of these stories the last couple of years.
Yeah.
There are parts of the greater Rochester area that we know may have stuff left behind in the dirt. Based on some former titans of industry that existed here in Rochester.
Yeah.
There have been several weird...
Dirty soul.
You got it. Weird diseases that have shown up in clusters in certain parts. Does that affect my chickens? Am I sure I don't know?
You don't know.
Am I sure there's nothing where I'm living?
No, like, this is... Christine thinks she's going to live forever.
Well, no, I think that's why... Well, she wants to live
forever.
I want
to be healthy for my children.
Well, no, I mean, there's a couple...
You go out of your way to be healthy.
Yeah, you buy organic stuff all the time.
You hate it.
You bitch.
But
you wish
I
was out of here right now.
You what?
You wish I was out of here right now.
Our personal feelings
that's
aside...
That's not true.
No. Look, I mean, there's a bunch of reasons why people would want to have them in their backyard. They're like, you know, feeling bad for the chickens, right? I mean...
I'm eating healthy.
It doesn't look... Like the healthiest thing, I don't know.
I don't think so either.
No, I'm saying the factory farming. But that being said, it's not enough for me to like spend more money on organic eggs.
I like a good factory egg.
Although I did see that organic eggs are now, they're about on par with the regular eggs.
Oh, I thought the organic would have been really pricey.
No, because I guess it's a different situation. I read an article this morning.
So the organic guys don't get sick?
In some places. Well, yeah, they're organic. No, nice. I don't know. I saw an article this morning that said organic eggs in some places are now less expensive than straight up eggs.
Oh, I thought like they both went like crazy.
I would have thought the same thing. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe you don't get it. They give the organic birds Robitussin so you don't get the cough from the flu. And then you got
the Robo-tripping.
Bird your dad who just pounded it. All right, so look, I mean, if you're going to do it,
yeah.
Don't do it for the money. Do it for the experience.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that fair?
Teach your children.
Or don't.
Where your food comes from.
I hope my wife's not
just
listening.
Just be prepared for a little commitment, you know?
For years, she's been trying to figure out how to get chickens in our backyard.
I can't believe she doesn't have them
already. Well, no,
because you're kind of in that zone with the garden and everything.
Yeah. I don't put my foot down on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because
I can't. But this one, it's not happening. I'm not doing livestock in my backyard. My basset hound would just sit at that coop and bark for 24 hours, right? Kill every chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's his job. It's what he was bred for. Take a break.
All right.
This story is all kinds of strange.
What happened?
And we barely have any details about it. This is a guy you may think is vulnerable, so carrying something like this would be understanding.
A little protection.
Yeah. But on the other hand, at this age,
him
having this on his person could also make for a dangerous situation. And the reason we are talking about this story, police say he was not using it to defend himself.
Oh.
So this may be something you are intimidated by. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It's time for another one of our famous break room one-line stories.
What do you got?
It comes to us from Pembroke. When's the last time we were in Pembroke?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta be. Well, you probably go past, right?
Well, yeah, but I only
to Buffalo.
It's like that. It's one of those.
It's an exit.
It's one of those exits or not exits. Rest areas where you don't go to because it's too close.
Yeah.
You know
what's the point?
Are you ready for the story?
Mm-hmm.
Quote: A 72-year-old man was charged. A 72-year-old man was charged with menacing and harassment for allegedly threatening another person while brandishing a knife.
All right.
That is all we know. 72. Threatening someone with a knife.
Got a knife.
He's been arrested. He's got a court date coming up. Grandpa, what are you doing? What issue could possess a 72-year-old man to threaten someone with a knife, if the allegations are true, of course, where they weren't threatened or were in harm's way?
Where they weren't? Like the carrier of the knife?
Yes. Was not. Because, look, there was no other arrest in this story.
Yeah.
Right? No one else was arrested. So if the allegations are true, this man was the one in the wrong, threatening someone while brandishing his knife.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out how a 72-year-old man could find himself in a situation where he is an aggressor while holding a knife.
Just about anything.
What do you mean?
I mean, he could have pulled a knife on the Weather Channel. I don't think it takes much to set off a angry 72-year-old man who's already has access to a blade.
Okay, but counterpoint.
What?
It's not like we see 70-year-old people getting arrested for threatening people with knives every day. This is a pretty unique story.
Maybe people are just like, okay.
So, someone pulls a blade on you, you're calling the cops. I don't care how old they are.
I don't know. I mean, some people might just say he's a crazy old man.
Okay, so a 72-year-old guy in your neighborhood pulls a knife. You're just going to go back in your house?
Well, maybe not so much your neighbor.
I'm not going to challenge
you. You're calling the cops?
Well, I will do that.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
But I will say this. If I lived alone, I probably wouldn't.
Oh, wait, that...
You know, I let a lot of stuff slide when I live by myself.
Okay, I understand, but you're also now a pansy. Not that you weren't a pansy before. You're more of a pansy. That man had a knife. He had a knife, and he almost stuck it in my shacket. I would have had a hole in my shacket. You know how expensive they came from Italy.
Well, I don't want any shacket damage.
If this happened in your neighborhood, though, you wouldn't like be constantly looking over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even, you're
or
saying you wouldn't
it.
Call the cops, but I feel like you'd live in fear a little bit.
Yeah, but I do that generally.
All right.
So general fear I have every day when I leave the house.
One of the worst Civil War generals, by the way. Retreat! Keep retreating! All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because this is one of these weird catch-22 stories.
Yeah.
And, like, the first question you may have is, why does a 72-year-old man have a knife to threaten someone with in the first place? But I guess, like, 72-year-old guys carry those knives all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
it could be a utility knife.
Sure, you're right. But even if it wasn't, you can make a solid argument that a man of that age could be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Not that they'd be able to use the knife to defend themselves all that well, but it would make it harder for someone who saw an old man think they could take advantage of him, and he pulls a knife and goes, ah.
Yeah.
What weapons are you comfortable with Grandpa having? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Tommy, you have experience with this.
What do you mean?
Your dad was a gun owner.
Oh, yeah.
And when he got up there, your brother was tasked with going in and getting his gun.
Yeah, both of my brothers are gun owners, but dad's always had it. My sister had a gun, all living in Florida, and my father was living in a nursing home. And when we cleaned out the house, my dad had a .357 Magnum.
That's the Dirty Harry?
One under it.
Okay.
And it had an 8-inch barrel. This thing looked menacing.
Okay.
And he had it forever. And my brother had it at his house, right? So put my parents in a nursing home.
So he takes the gun. He has the gun.
So my
now.
Brother has it. You know, but he figured, he doesn't need it anymore.
Okay.
So my brother gets a call from my father who's in the nursing home and goes, I need my gun. And he goes, why? He goes, all these drug addicts, They're good. They're breaking into these nursing homes and stealing all the pills.
Once he starts to get a little paranoid, you're saying?
Well, there probably was an incident somewhere that he saw in a newspaper, right?
Okay.
So he goes, I need that gun to protect mother.
Okay.
My mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he wanted his gun back. A 357 Magnum. By the way, he couldn't hold a bottle of Robitussin at this point. And without spilling it all over himself. And he wanted a 357 Magnum to sit in his Lazy Boy inside a nursing home to stop people from taking his pills.
Counterpoint, though. You wouldn't mess with that guy.
No.
And I don't know if...
Like, in any way, you wouldn't even bring him lunch. No. Yeah.
And it is Florida, and I don't know if he legally could have that gun in there.
Let's hope you can't legally own a gun in a nursing
home. I don't know. It's Florida, bro.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
All right.
Let's make the cutoff 70 years old.
All right.
As we decide what weapon you're comfortable with Grandpa having. And we'll start small.
Mm.
Let's say you're king of the world. You're making all the decisions, Tommy. Is King Tommy okay with a 70-year-old man carrying mace at all times?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Is King Tommy comfortable with a 70-year-old man carrying a stun gun at all times?
Oh, stun gun.
70.
Yeah.
Over 70.
Really?
Okay. We'll get
to just to move the line along.
So we'll get to this story then. Are you comfortable with a 70-year-old man carrying a knife at all times?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, a knife could be an all-purpose knife.
Well, okay, he's carrying it for protection.
So you're talking more of a switchblade
or a Bowie knife, something like that.
All right.
Are you comfortable with that?
Well, yeah, why not?
Because
he can keep it in the car.
On account of this story, maybe it would be the reason why not. Yeah, okay, you're the wrong man to ask because you're too close to the age.
Call that a knife? Now that's a knife.
I'm going to turn to Kimmy now.
Why can't I have a knife?
Kimmy, because of this. This story would be number one.
Honestly, with a lot of these things, I'd be more afraid of them hurting themselves with it than somebody else. Honestly.
I don't think you understand how belittling that sentence was to guys over 70. I don't think you're... I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself.
But
I'm afraid you can't even hold it the right way.
I'm thinking a little bit older than 70, but like once your eyesight starts to go a little bit... And that you're holding that mace in front of you, and it's facing you and not the person you're intending to spray.
Yeah, but your eyesight's already going. What does it matter?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think my fear isn't so much, are they going to hurt somebody else, but are they going to accidentally hurt themselves?
So my old man used to keep a folding buck knife in the car.
Okay.
Right? And this was like in his 70s, right?
Okay.
So you know what he used it for?
What?
So when they used to go to BJ's or like Costco, they'd buy those big sticks of salami. He could, like, they were on a road trip.
Yep.
He could, like, open up the trunk and start cutting up slices of Genoa salami and eating it in the car while he was driving.
252-WCFM.
You're going to deprive that guy of his Genoa salami.
When you put it that way, I guess
good
I can.
Good Costco salami.
252-WCFM. Again, we're talking about this story. It's a one-line story from Pembroke. 72-year-old man charged with menacing and harassment for allegedly threatening another person while brandishing a knife. 72 years old. He's got a knife. He was the only one arrested. So if the allegations are true, sounds like he was the one in the wrong. You would understand why a man that age would want something to protect himself, feeling vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right? But on the other hand, I mean, we do know as our parents and grandparents get older.
Get a little jittery in the hands.
Complicated. All right. Are there people listening right now that have had to take weapons away from their parents or grandparents because they were worried they were too old?
Has to happen.
Because I understand that 70 for one person isn't 70 for every person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Depending on your health.
Exactly. So it's not like every 70-year-old with a weapon would be a problem. But when you're coming up with laws, you do have to draw a line.
Right.
Because I'm sure there are
a number on it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really a law, though.
No,
there?
I'm saying if we were to create
one. Oh, yeah.
Because like I'm sure there are 14-year-olds that would be safely operating cars all over the place, but we can't make exceptions for them.
So you want to draw a line where it just is for everybody.
Yeah, so like at 70, you can no longer have a gun. Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah, I think you can still have a gun.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, again, have you not listened to this discussion that we're going back and forth?
Like a light pistol.
At what age should guns be automatically taken away, in your opinion?
Automatically?
Across the board, they're gone.
80. And I'm not really comfortable with it, but I'll give you
78-year-old man with a gun. The life expectancy is 77.
My brother has got a safe full of guns, handguns, and it's as my 75-year-old brother's.
And they never had incidents where something happened when they were shooting guns, right?
Well, his buddy did lose a finger at the shooting range with his gun.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was with your mom.
Wait, my brother lost a finger in my mom?
It was a weird situation.
Ooh. It is a cell. I mean, no, but yes, he's
they had an incident.
But hold on, man.
And you have said
he's had guns for 50 years. One finger, you're going to take the gun away?
Okay, I know.
Well, that's what he told me.
Whether you know it about or not, there have been more than one incident. And again, I'm not someone that's I'm not take everybody's gun away guy. But if as a man who believes that you should have to take a driver's test every 3 years after 75. I don't know how we can sit here be uncomfortable with people driving cars at an age and be like, yeah, they should have a weapon. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. Because like, if you can't hit the brakes going across Monroe Avenue without slamming into the Lululemon, right? I don't have a lot of faith in your operating a gun or a knife or mace or a stun gun.
All right, so I'm 80. You're lower. You went 70.
I think testing at 70, mandatory at...
You got to give it up?
Life expectancy.
Which is 70 what?
I think 77 right now. It does change every couple months.
All right. Well, we're pretty on the same page. Only 3 years. You can't give me a lousy 3 years.
No, because that 3 years...
I'm just looking for a lousy 3 years.
Kimmy, what's
give
the age?
Give me a break.
What's the age you're mandatory cutting off?
She's tough.
I'm asking.
She's tough.
Let's find out.
I think...
40?
No. 75?
Okay.
All right, so I came in here, my little man bag.
Yeah.
And I've got a nice little 38 in there, just for protection walking in and out. Yeah. You'd be fine with that, right?
No, but at any age with you, I probably would be nervous.
Or maybe I keep it in my shacket pocket.
Yeah, they don't make shackets with holsters. I need a shacket holster, please, because I'm planning to shoot up the disco.
It's a tough situation because as you age, you become more vulnerable. So you are somebody that maybe need some more protection. But at the same time,
I'm a target at my age.
At the same time, you may not make the best decisions with it. So
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I see both sides of the argument here, right?
Yeah, but you're kind of pushing. I know you.
Well, look, man. I mean, it does get to a point in life where, and I know it sucks because. You know, on one hand, you're lucky enough to get to that age where you get to continue to see things and breathe and live and enjoy your family or whatever. But on the other hand, I mean, look, when your age starts to put other people in danger in doing things, i.e. driving,
but haven't I earned
weapons,
that right?
No, you haven't.
To occasionally brush by somebody with my car.
I love how your idea...
Or slowly roll over a pedestrian.
I love how you have this idea that I've earned... By continuing to breathe.
Yes.
I've earned. That's not... What are you talking about? You didn't do anything to earn it.
Time and grade,
you
baby.
You just didn't die.
Yes.
What is that?
It's the goal of everybody.
No,
don't
okay.
Die.
Goal is one thing. It's not like you earned it. You weren't working every day to continue to breathe.
I had to maintain my health and my physical prowess.
Prowess?
Prowess. Is that a word?
Prowess.
Prowess?
Prowess.
No, prowl. Like you're prowling.
That's not what that word is.
Yeah, you're on the prowl.
No, prowl is a word.
You're on the prowling trail.
So I know, too, where we all have this bad habit. Like, as we have this...
You're being cruel to old people?
I don't think it's cruelty. I'm looking out for their safety, too.
Nobody asked you.
Look, this 72-year-old man, now again, allegations. We don't know what happened here. But
he didn't hurt anybody with it, right?
No,
he just scared him.
No, okay, harassment.
Well, scare, harass.
Harassment, okay.
You know.
That man is now facing charges because he had a knife.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's going to mess up his life.
They'll go easy on him.
Which is also a problem.
Why?
Okay.
Are you going to be hard on old people at the court?
Kimmy.
Yeah.
I know that we have a bad habit of when we have these discussions about weapons, we always have men in our heads when we're a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you be more or less comfortable with a 70-year-old woman having a weapon? I'm asking Kimmy.
Whoa.
I'm asking Kimmy.
Whoa.
She earned it, I heard.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. It wouldn't make me feel more comfortable.
So gender,
if that's what you're asking.
There is no gender line there. Man, woman, you feel the same uncomfortable.
No. I think it's even more complicated. It makes me less comfortable if it's a couple still in the house with a gun.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's somebody living alone, I feel more comfortable with them having
that
gun.
Like your mother lives alone.
I don't want my mother to have a gun.
Yeah, please.
Because they can't.
I always knock.
I just always.
Actually, you know what? I take it back.
It would make me nervous that somebody's going to hurt somebody else in the house.
But that's what you get a gun for, to hurt people.
Okay. You have a problem with women.
Old ass women with their bony ass hands.
What about it? Yeah, not like the bony ass man hands.
Look at that.
Bro.
That's a man's hand right
no,
there.
No, it's the opposite of a man's hand.
You said you have very dainty fingers.
Yeah. Like you couldn't even pull the trigger. You would have to ask somebody, excuse me, could you pull this trigger, point it that way? Thank you.
I got good trigger fingers.
No, you don't.
Look at them. Look at them babies.
So you don't want 70-year-old women having
weapons? No, women cannot handle a gun at that age.
So here's the thing. Yeah. We tend to see older men get in more trouble with weapons than women.
Yeah, you don't see many. Old lady hotheads.
So it could be.
I mean, you do, but
usually, again.
I think once they're through the changes, they kind of settle down.
Okay, so like it could be Kimmy because women hold themselves together longer. It could also be because women at that age don't have weapons at the same number that men at that age have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Right. I think women go through a different cycle than men do.
What do you mean?
You're kidding me, right?
No, I mean, women go through the changes and menopause and stuff like that. And it does change them chemically.
The amount of stories.
Would that make it better or worse?
No, I think after. Once you get through that lady storm, that hurricane that's going to happen to your innards.
What he's trying to say is women are less rational as they get older.
I think they are.
Oh, really?
I think
because we've never seen 1,000 stories of old man trying to run down teenagers with their truck because they said something to him. Hey, old man.
Old men don't count.
No, they do. That's what we're talking about, old men. Right. And if you need information on old men, you talk to an old man.
Okay, give me one.
Frank's on CMF, and I meant that with all due respect, Frankie.
Hey, here I am, an old man, 78 and I'm going strong.
And you earned it, Frank.
How the hell does he earn it, but I didn't?
I was joking. You kept breathing. Way to go, Frank. Sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
I think it's sad you got to have a weapon to begin with. But if anything, I think the spray is fine for anybody, any age.
Okay.
If you need a weapon. But
it works on your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law was a wonderful woman.
She's a saint, Tommy.
But, you know, my wife carries one once in a while, a spray, but...
She calls it Frank repellent. Saturday night,
we got too many damn guns. That's as far as I'm concerned.
All right, but Frank, going back to the conversation we're having here, like if you're the king of the world, King Frank, you are how old, bud?
I'm 78.
God bless you. All right. So if we were to draw the line of spray, stun gun, knife, gun, 70 years old, which one are you comfortable with people of your age having?
Spray.
That's it? So no stun gun, no knife, no gun.
No, because a lot of people that are my age are not, you know, they'd go wild with anything else.
Go wild.
I'm not trying to, you know, but if you need to defend yourself, if you've got the spray, that's fine.
Okay. Hey, Frankie.
But other than that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. I got some more folks that I think have experience with this that I wanted to talk to, but I wanted to make sure I get your opinion because you are our held in high regard old guy expert.
He's got to be our oldest listener.
Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm sitting out front here giving blood now. I got to get my blood tested.
Careful. You only got like a pint left, Frank.
I had a phone scan earlier this week. I'm running around. The one thing you get when you get old is you got to see doctors all the time.
Yeah, there's always a line. If you had one of them tasers, man, you could move that line along.
No, and you know what? My lungs are fine.
Jesus, Frank, we got to go, man. Call your son.
Frankie, great to talk to you, bud. I'm glad you're feeling good. Take care.
I love you guys.
Love you too, Frankie. There goes old man expert Frank.
I had my lungs checked yesterday.
Yeah. Just before I let you go, I'm going to tell you my entire health history.
Yeah, let's give them all weapons. Good idea. Let's give Gina the last word here on CMF. Hey, Gina, how are you?
It's Tina.
Tina, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No Tina should own guns.
Oh, yeah, well, listen to me very carefully, all right? What you're talking about is total age discrimination, because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
My dad was 77 years old. My dad rode a Harley. My dad was awesome. My dad was a cop. He was an Arizona Ranger. My father could shoot a pistol and a shotgun or whatever. I know many, many, many elderly people, because that's what you're saying.
Sure.
That over 70, you're freaking elderly.
No, hold Not on. Hold on. Elderly. Hold on. Now, Tina, listen, I have a
concealed carry.
Okay.
I'm going to be 60. Carry, but I'm a responsible gun owner. I don't carry it, okay? Because I don't need to carry it right now.
Okay.
There's been a lot of crap going on in our country.
Okay.
There's been a lot of people carjacked. So, of course, people have upped the gun permits. The only reason most of us have it is just because we wanted to make sure that we had it.
All right, Tina, can I time out you for a second? Hold on. Now, I did say, and hold on. Whoa, Tina, you're coming in all aggressive here. And look, I respect you got passion. God bless you. But I did say a second ago, I understand that not every 70 is the same for every other 70-year-old.
True.
There are plenty of responsible older people. Hold on! Hold on, Tina! See, this is why I worry about you having a weapon, because you're flying off the handle here a little bit. Tina. It's great that your father was a responsible gun owner, right? It's absolutely wonderful.
Hey, he was doing wheelies in the neighborhood, shooting up front doors.
But I have a story here where a 70-year-old man allegedly threatened someone with a knife. And like I said before,
we are thankful he didn't have a gun.
Exactly. Like I said before, there are plenty of 14-year-olds that could safely drive a car. But at some point, you have to come up with an age. And I find it funny. Oh. Hold on. I find it funny, this argument about age discrimination, because it only goes one way. We can't discriminate against somebody who's 70 years old, but if you want to crap on not hiring kids because they don't work hard enough and businesses set a line where we're only going to hire people with X amount of experience, that's okay. I don't hear you yelling about that, Tina.
Oh, no, I do. That's wrong, too.
She takes her gun out and she points it at him.
That ticks me off, too. Right. I mean,
what doesn't tick you off?
Go back there. Okay, so let me tell you something.
Oh, God.
As far as the gun or weapon, they should cut you off due to mental incapacity. So if somebody's mental, if they're mentally incapacitated or you see a decline, then yes, absolutely.
Okay, but Tina, here's the problem with that. You need someone in your life to notice the mental decline. And you have a lot of people, Tina, which is...
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. There are lots of people that are now isolated because they don't have family around them or whatever. How would you be able to take that person's weapon away?
Because this is what they do. Every 3 years, you do have to re-register, okay? Now, at a certain age, if they feel that you need to have a mental test or whatnot, I think that's okay. I would totally agree to that because you have to be competent. You have to be able to handle yourself. You have to be able to know when and when not to, have a gun or to draw a weapon. That's a very serious thing. Like I said, I'm very responsible.
Okay.
I do not carry my gun with me. Okay.
No, I heard you, Tina. Tina. Look, I'm super late, and I really appreciate your passion. I will say this.
Do not mess with Tina.
I will say this. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Take a breath. It's okay. You woke up this morning. Everything's good, Tina.
Is it Pat?
It was. It's what we were talking to Frank. Everything was okay.
But I get what you're saying. I do. I get what you're saying. Okay. People can have a mental decline after a certain age.
You yelled at me for 3 minutes. You get what I'm saying.
Young people, too, also can have a lot of mental issues,
agreed.
Too.
Yes. Now, Tina, okay, I got to go. So, I'm late, Tina. Great talking to you. It was really nice talking to you. You're a lot of fun.
Bye.
Bye, Tina.
Remember what I said about Tina's?
What's that?
It's because we called her Gina in the beginning.
No, I think, I think she was coming
Tina's
out hot anyway.
Tina's and Gina's are the same.
Tina's and Gina's?
They're the same Ina.
Gina's and a Tina's. Tina's and a Gina.
Don't mess with them.
Let's take a break. This is probably really bad.
Oh, what happened?
Well, especially in the greater Rochester area, because one of the good things about living here
Yeah.
is that almost every town, community, really countywide, is great at snow removal on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, there are days where it's just impossible to keep up with. But, like, you know, you look at, like, Atlanta like places down south, they get an inch of snow and the city's paralyzed for days.
Yeah.
How the hell did we run out of this?
Oh. Because I thought we have it right here, like, naturally.
Samesies.
It's a mine.
And there's a whole aisle of it at the grocery store.
Yeah. Sure.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Towns across the greater Rochester area are running out of road salt.
So the joint down in Mount Morris is where we get it from.
So I didn't know we had a salt mine down there.
So that's where they fill up all the trucks. When you go to Mount Morris, you see it. It's massive.
Yeah, believe it or not, I don't spend much time at Mount Morris.
Me neither, but I...
Oh, yeah, really? Because you're quoting me entrances to salt mines. I've never seen a salt mine at Mount Morris.
Oh, my God. It's massive. It's right on the side of the road.
I got a T-shirt. I went to Mount Morris and all I saw
t-shirts?
Was a salt mine. We should sell that at the rock shop. We'd sell 5 to all the people at Mount Morris.
So I thought the salt mine was right there, and that salt... vein goes like all the. I'm serious. It goes all the way to Cleveland.
You call it a salt vein?
Yeah, it is.
Go home.
It's a vein of salt.
I don't care what it's called. Never use salt vein on the show ever again. Do you think that makes you sound smart to the salt heads out there listening?
Yes, yeah, like, salt guy.
There's a guy working for the highway department, like nodding his head at the radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of us.
Tommy knows what he's talking about.
Okay, so this has been.
And I like it salty.
This has been a story that has been building the last couple of weeks. And I've been reading a couple of these stories, and I kind of assumed it would take care of itself, so we didn't want to bring it up. But now you have places like Henrietta that say they are worried they're going to run out, and they're contemplating, what do you call it? Like rationing salt.
Rationing salt,
which means, does that mean like you have salt per day for like a certain amount, and if it runs out, good luck, everybody?
You can't drive the roads.
Okay, but I don't know why the shortage has come on.
So they're not saying... where they're getting the salt from and what the problem is.
If they have said what the problem is, I have not seen it in the stories I've been reading. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why are we running out of salt?
Because it has
Because you got that vein.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I always thought we had like an excess amount of salt here. And it hasn't even been like one of our crazier winters, you know what I mean? Where it's where they've been out there constantly doing this. It's really just been within the last, what, like month or so that we've really experienced our standard winter.
Not to mention last winter was so mild.
Yeah,
yeah, we should have like an excess.
Yeah.
Unless they bought less salt. I'm confused. Anybody? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I think road salting is one of those things that we all take way for granted.
Oh, sure.
Way for granted, right? And if it were to all of a sudden not be happening, it would be a serious problem.
So is salt the only thing you could throw in the roads that melt?
I don't know.
Because I thought there was some
sand?
I don't know if it melts snow.
But it gives you better traction?
Yeah. Because I thought Webster didn't use salt.
What would they use?
I thought they used some kind of coal thing.
Coal.
Like something
from coal. Was that why I saw that guy cooking hot dogs on Empire Boulevard
the
other day?
Not them coals.
Yeah, I know.
The ground coal.
Ground coal. Oh. As opposed to sky coal.
Yeah. I think they call it like coal slag or
Where's
something.
The vein of coal I could go find? Coal vein.
I know other states use sand. I think Pennsylvania, or at least some parts of Pennsylvania,
that
use
like
sand.
Pennsylvania.
I think like we're really like the only area that just consistently uses salt. I don't know any other states that do that.
Why would you not use salt though if it's effective? I think
it's more effective, but it could be harder on the roads. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, those potholes right now are absolutely insane. Yes. Right? And don't even be started about the water department. 252-WCMF, we're running out of road salt, but all the stories I've seen, they haven't said why.
Yes.
And Tommy says we got all the salt in the world down in Mount Morris at their fabulous amusement park / salt factory.
The old salt mine.
Let's talk to Joe. Hey Joe, what's going on, buddy?
So, if they even forecast snow, these guys are out up and down these roads dumping salt like crazy.
Yeah.
Then the plow comes by and plows it away. Then the next truck comes by, dumps some more salt down.
Okay.
I watched three trucks on Lyle Avenue.
Three of them.
Just go.
Are they salting the hookers?
Dumping the salt like crazy.
Okay, but Joe, here's the thing.
Joe, that's been that since day one.
Thank you. We've always done that. Why are we running out now, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why'd you call the show then, Joe?
See, they put the salt down and it ain't more salt.
You got me. Why'd you call the show? You got me. I don't know why I made this phone call.
I mean, I see these trucks go by. I mean, there's not even an inch of snow on the road, and they're hammering.
No, I heard that part, Joe. Joe, you call the radio show to complain about salt.
Yes.
Actually, what they could do is go to the intersections and shovel it up or the truck stops.
All right, you're still doing it, though. Joe, I'm going to let you go now, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. If I ever get to an age where I call a radio show to complain about the salting procedures of towns,
how it works,
I want you to put me down like Old Yeller.
They're putting too much salt down.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. So, as I was telling Kimmy, the towns have gone through their... They have an allotment every year, and the towns have gone through their allotment.
Okay.
Henrietta is not the only town. So they get funded for so much salt every year, and they have gone through that allotment, and now they have to buy more out of a separate budget.
Okay, so let me ask you.
The salt mine itself is not running out of salt. We have two salt mines in New York, one in Mount Morris and one in Lansing. Which
is
right
above that's the better one. That's better than Mount Morris. Tommy hasn't seen that one yet.
I like good Lansing salt.
They got lions out front.
Well, let me tell you what. Nobody's seen that one because it's underneath a lake.
It was a joke. It was a joke, Redneck. Nobody cares about the salt mines except the fine men that work there, and you're doing a great job.
Obviously, you do because you come up with these bits where you know nothing of what you're talking about.
Come up with these bits. I'm curious as to why we've always had salt. Now we don't have salt, Redneck.
So it's a money issue.
You got to do your due diligence and research it.
You couldn't even say
before you look like an idiot on the radio.
I looked everywhere. I can't find it.
We don't claim to be experts, for the record.
Well, Tommy does. He's using the term salt vein into a
microphone.
Two-thirds
of the break room.
Goes under the lake.
For somebody claiming to have a dynamite show every day.
Dynamite dumb show.
Turns out to be a dud firecracker.
I do say dynamite. I do. But there's always that one break where you call and it sucks.
Well, I was saying dynamite we should be blowing up.
Well, hey. But seriously, they're running out of it.
We had a lot of fun back there, but getting back to legit salt talk.
So much.
Okay. Thank you, Redneck.
They're only allotted to buy so much.
Okay.
And their funds have run out.
Hey, will you go call another radio show and drag their ratings down instead?
Well, listen, Weez won't answer the phone.
No, I get it.
Redneck, thanks, buddy. Okay, so is it because we've had such mild winters recently they didn't think we'd need as much salt?
They didn't budget.
And they got caught?
Now we got to have a fundraiser for our salt.
JT Spratt writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think that's his real name. That's
Spratt.
A great name, JT Spratt. I want to buy furniture at a store he owns. Come on down to JT Spratt's. He says the mine had a collapse in one of their entrance tunnels that stopped production because they need two routes of egress. Can we stop using real words? Egress, salt vein.
I thought egress is a bird.
Okay, I don't. No, that's an egret.
What's an egress?
What he said.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either.
We'll take one more call.
All right.
Because we've taken two old guys.
Yeah.
But I think Shane is a young guy name.
It should be.
Right? Shane, why are we running out of salt?
Because they sold it all out of state.
What do you mean?
I got a buddy on my hockey team that buys salt for our community. And I know. So
this is definitely an extra call.
I should have started with a different line.
Oh,
No, that was a great line.
We're in the room after the game talking salt. Hey, toss me a blue. Toss me a blue. But before you do, let me tell you about the salt budgets and where they're going. Shane, I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
No. So you were right. We've had so many easy winners that the salt mines actually sold it out of state.
Okay.
And they're getting hit with huge fines, like tens of millions of dollars for not fulfilling contracts with local communities.
Oh,
it's a serious salt situation.
Well, it's so serious, it's in the dressing room at the Tim Hortons Iceplex after Beer League, Tommy.
I don't play at that dump.
I don't care, Shane. I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Shane, where do you play?
Thomas.
I told you I don't care, Shane.
Ice Center.
Shane, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good one. Hey, listen.
All right, later.
I need a favor. Hold on. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If you're in the room this next Tuesday, Thursday, whatever, and any more salt information comes, can you call us immediately?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'll send you some pictures of the salt takes.
Thank you, Shane. Have a good rest of the day.
Later.
Bye, Shane.
I got a buddy on my hockey league.
My buddy!